Socialist Seller's Leads, A Day in the Life of a Seller of a Socialist. I sold 13 copies of The Socialist across three campaign activities on the 29th of January. This shows how important it is for socialist sellers to always carry copies of the latest paper with them. That way you can keep an eye open for more opportunities to spread our ideas. In the morning, we sold The Socialist outside the main council office. We started selling The Socialist there when the paper marked issue 1000 in 2018. Sales go up and down depending on the mood and what's on the front page, but also whether our regular buyers are working from home or on annual leave. Consistently selling here has helped the Socialist Party stay in contact with an important workforce in the city as well as union activists. That evening we also heard about a rally for Rebecca Long Bailey's Labour leadership campaign. Outside the venue we sold papers to those attending the rally. Another person, who was just passing, bought a paper. They'd already read one of our articles online. See protesting is not terrorism at socialistparty.org.uk. Later at the Trade Union Council, where Socialist Party members play a leading role, we sold a further 5 copies, including one to a shop steward we hadn't earlier met in the day at the council office. 4 of these copies were also sold at solidarity price. If you buy The Socialist for £2 or more, you can help the Socialist Party to raise fighting fund to support our campaign activities. Ian Dalton.